Ladies and gentlemen, for many months now, I have traveled the Commonwealth of Virginia, meeting with her people and with her many democratic leaders. These travels have reaffirmed what I learned from 13 years of residence in Virginia during my service for the United States Navy. Virginians will, for the future, accept nothing short of strong, aggressive leadership. Today, Virginians have lost confidence in their leadership in Washington, in the Senate, and in the executive branch. Poor leadership from a weak president and a secretary of state who lacks confidence in his own people have permitted the original promise of detente to become a blueprint for Soviet successes at U.S. expense. This same leadership has failed to report to the American people that burgeoning Soviet strategic and conventional military superiority promises to increase the frequency and boldness of Soviet successes. Meanwhile, lackluster Senate leadership has passively accepted these changes rather than reporting them vigorously to the people. The Washington leadership of today has brought us a rising crime rate, which surpasses the ability of our law enforcement agencies to cope. Despite the get tough talk, the rate of serious crime increases drastically with each report. I have found Virginians of one mind in regard to the crime problem, that the time has passed for talk, and the time has come for strong action. Our present leadership lacked the wisdom to avoid the economic disaster of the years past and was willing to put the people out of work to deal with it. Now they talk of recovery, but are willing to take four more years to return to normal employment. 200 years ago, Virginians led the fight for new and effective leadership. The battle was won, and this great nation had its beginning. Now, 200 years later, we must begin to correct the things that have gone wrong. To do it will take new and forceful leadership, leadership from Virginia, which echoes the cry of 1776 and will be heard not only in the state, but across the nation as well. To offer this leadership, today I am announcing my candidacy for the Democratic nomination to the United States Senate. Thank you.
Two more, sir. You talk about the cost and it isn't for a second. Will you elaborate on your feeling on the Secretary of State, what he is doing wrong, what America's foreign policy is doing?
Yes, in my judgment, he is a man who has a tragic view of the future. He believes that the Soviet Union is the wave of the future. The United States is the wave of the past. He has said they are Sparta and we are Athens. Their time is coming and ours is gone. And that the American people lack the will and the toughness to do anything about it. In my judgment, that's dead wrong. Based on my travels around this great Commonwealth, there's no doubt that the American people have the will and the toughness to take the negotiating stance to make detente work. Yes?
To seek an office from an incumbent carries with it the implication that there are certain deficiencies in the manner in which that incumbent is conducting his audit. A two-part question. Could you elaborate somewhat as to what you feel might be Senator Burr's deficiencies and what do you feel that you can bring to this office that would be superior to the way he handles the job?
Of course, what I've just done is to announce my candidacy for the Democratic nomination for the Senate, and I am hoping for and urging that there be a primary race. And it seems to me that it's quite consistent with the whole concept of our democratic system that I do so. Obviously, I am, as my statement has just emphasized, going to stress the need for the Commonwealth of Virginia to have vigorous, forceful, and effective leadership. And that will be the theme of my primary campaign.
Sir, first term senator, or even have much effect on muster leadership in the Senate. Are you prepared to spend a number of years, if necessary, waiting to rise to power in a Senate which is still dominated by people who've been there for many, many years?
I am prepared to be as patient as I must. I am impatient enough to be prepared to provide leadership during my first term. I have seen examples of senators who have done extremely effective jobs of leadership in their first term in the Senate.
There are many people who apparently have a strong military ties. Speaking now of Senator Jackson, who is himself a candidate for another office this year. You, sir, come from a military background. If there is such lackluster leadership within the Senate, and if that leadership has been following the leadership of Henry Kissinger and the Ford administration, how much of an impact do you really think that you can have?
There are examples of leaders in the Senate who speak out quite vigorously in support of the positions that I have taken. The tragedy is that there are not enough speaking out in that direction. I aspire to join that minority who is seeking to make détente work as it was originally touted, rather than to accept the concept of differentiated détente that has come to pass, namely partnership performance from the United States and conmanship from the Soviet Union.
Sir, on the question of crime, you did address it in your opening remarks here today. What might Senator Zumwalt do that the present Senate is not doing with regard to crime?
I think that it's quite clear that there needs to be a toughening in the legislative system with regard to crime. There needs to be minimum mandatory terms assigned for the commission of serious crimes. There needs to be a much stronger penalty for a commission of a crime in which firearms are carried, whether or not they are used. As a member of the United States Senate, I would seek to bring vigorous and forceful leadership to the enactment of this legislation rather than talk.
Sir, would you support legislation which would have people register firearms, legislation which
No, in my judgment, the cure for the very seriously increasing crime rate is much more severe punishment for the commission of crimes with firearms, rather than the punishment of innocent citizens who are carrying out their constitutional right to own and carry arms. Yes?
Senator, back a few months ago when your campaign was being talked about, someone suggested that perhaps you're not running for Harry Byrd's Senate seat, but this is a trial balloon for Senator Scott's Senate seat. Can you dispel that balloon?
Yes, I'd be glad to. I can dispel it right within my own family. My lovely wife, Musa, has delegated to me the authority to make the decision that I've just made on a one-time basis, and has made it clear that she retains policy control for any future developments. I'm out to win this race. I think it can be done. Yes.
Two-part question. You said earlier that the state needs vigorous, effective leadership. Are you suggesting, for you saying that Senator Byrd has not done this in the Senate? And second question, it has been said that you plan to run the right of Senator Byrd on national defense and foreign policy and left on social media. Can you tell us how you differ with Senator Byrd?
Well, since I am stressing the importance of and my emphasis on the Democratic primary, I think that I should stick to issues relevant to the primary. Now, if Senator Byrd chose to re-enter the Democratic Party, with which he has served organizationally but with which he has not voted, I would welcome the opportunity to vote to debate with him in the Democratic primary these issues, and I would hope that out of that debate there would be an opportunity for the people to begin to understand the differences between us. In the absence of his decision to come into the Democratic primary, I think my proper job is to focus on winning that primary and then go on from there. Yes?
General, how will you answer in the campaign the question of your ties to Virginia?
Well, I am very proud of the fact that in my 32 years of naval service, where I was being ordered from pillar to post, the luck of the draw made it possible for me to have 13 years in the state of Virginia during that 32, and of course now it's approaching 14 years of residency in the state. And with the opportunity to live three periods briefly in Virginia Beach, twice in Norfolk, once in Portsmouth, and four times in Fairfax County during that naval service, I think I came to have a very good appreciation of the Commonwealth of Virginia. And when my family and I had finally the opportunity freely to choose, we were proud to be able to choose Virginia as the place we wanted to sink our permanent roots. I might also add that, of course, I had one ancestor who served in the Augusta Company in the Revolutionary War. Yes? Yes, I would rule out now any run as an independent. I'm a Democrat. I expect to run as a Democrat. I will abide by the decision of the Democratic primary and support the winner, whether or not his name is Umwalt.
The other half, how would you gauge your chances for success, being this will be an election year race tied to a presidential race?
Well, I think obviously that at the present time, I have to be viewed as an underdog. And I think that the series of considerations which one would have to go through to put proper odds on the race involves some unknowns, such as what's going to happen to the economy and how fast, such as who's going to be the Democratic nominee for president and so on. What I have to say to you today is that I am confident that we have a winning team, we have the capability to win a winning race, and I think that the odds will begin to look better and better as time unfolds. Yes?
Not too long. You apparently don't want to take this occasion to criticize Senator Byrd directly, but not too long ago he had an occasion to criticize you rather directly. Matter of fact, he spoke of your financial support for those who are not Virginians, out of state support. How are you going to counter this criticism that you aren't a Virginian, that you don't know Virginia, that you have somewhat the status, and you don't mind wearing a carpet?
Well, I think that clearly that and all other issues should be debated. I would hope that Senator Byrd would come into the Democratic primary and debate them with me. I think the record is quite clear that all candidates in Virginia have taken contributions from outside the state. And in my own case, I felt that it was important for me to avoid competing with the recent candidates for state office until after the state elections were out of the way. And then I wanted to wait until after the Christmas vacation and that kind of load on people. So we're just now in the process of getting organized and cranked up for a major fundraising raising drive in the state of Virginia. Yes, Margaret?
Does anything indicate to you realistically that there is going to be a contested Democratic primary this year?
Well, I'm not enough of a politician to answer that question. I think that all possibilities are open. I would think that the healthiest thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia, which has at the present time a man who has organized with the Democrats but who is at the present time listed as an independent, the important thing is for him to come back into the Democratic primary or clearly disaffiliate with the Democratic Party.
Has there been any indication here that he will come back into the
No, nor has there been any indication that he will not. Yes. I am one who believes deeply in this country, who believes deeply that there is within the executive branch a school of thought that does not, and who believes that the important way to debate that issue is to run for political office and to put across that conviction along with a wide range of other convictions in the whole field of domestic policy. Yes? Well, I think it's very important for Virginia to have senators who are members of one of the two great parties, and obviously and hopefully of the Democratic Party. I think it's been quite demonstrable that only by working within the party system is a senator able to have the influence and leverage for his state to get things done that are important for the state and for that state to have a proper role of leadership in the nation.
Would you like to see Senator Byrd stripped if he doesn't come back into the Democratic fold of those positions he has?
It seems to me that that's a question for the U.S. Senate and something that would be inappropriate for me to have a view on it or to express a public view on. Yes?
What effect, if any, do you think it'll have on your campaign in view of the fact that you have staked out the state time? Really your major issue.